welcome to Fukuoka Fat Guys Podcast, Episode 2.
We made it back.
So, yeah, what's been happening, since the last episode?
Well, let's see, we've gotten back into the swing of things with work, school's back in full swing, rehab, I've been missing quite a little bit with that, but I'm still trying to, get back in there, get my arms healed and stuff, but, just house hunting and things like that.
Yeah, what's up with the missing the rehab, though? That's kind of important, though.
Some friends hit me up to hang out one day, and I tried to reschedule same-day stuff, and sometimes they're good with it, but they couldn't take me in. So, yeah.
I see. It's just, life sometimes gets in the way, but we're supposed to record once a week. But, you know, how it happens, as usual.
Yeah.
Procrastination. Well, but, you know.
I feel that it wasn't really procrastination this time. I felt like work got in the way, because...
Yeah, but I think that's one of our problems of why we're fat, you know? We're always like, the first obstacle that happens, we're like, oh, yeah, you know. Yeah, we shouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah. Dude, if we start, I'm going to be like 3 minutes late. I'm going to just cancel the whole thing. You know, don't want to mess up the
motion. I had one, so I might as well eat the whole bag. Yeah. Oh. So... I think from now on, even if it's going to be late or whatever, we're going to try our best to stick on a weekly schedule. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Let's see how far this goes.
For our dozens and dozens of viewers who have been waiting by their computers for the update.
Your mom. Pretty much your mom. No,
hi, Mom. My mom and like other members of my family. Oh, jeez. No, but procrastination's a goddamn bitch. I love it so much. You know, I used to do things... Actually, I still do. If I have everything, I'll do it early so I can be lazy for the rest of the time. But if it's like a project or something that I hate, for someone that I hate, I'll be like, well, do I really want to do this right now?
Man, I'm the opposite. I just do a half-assed job if I don't like the person.
No, man. I've had to do presentations and stuff. But sometimes... Like, I hate when they give you, like, a month to do something that could take you, like, a day or two. It's like, oh, you gotta put a lot of time into this and make it the best presentation ever. It's like, I'm literally telling people to start, you know, showing up to school, like, 5 minutes early, you know. I can do that in 3 seconds. But they're like, we need PowerPoint and pictures and blood types and... Oh, no.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why we procrastinate, because they're people that overcomplicate things, right? Like I want to start my diet, but I got to buy all the right foods. I got to get all the right clothes, and I got to join the right gym. But I think, man, I just got to get on it. We just got to start this thing, man.
No, the goal for this week is I've just been working out in the park because, you know, being one-handed and all. But I'm like, all right, I'm going to head back to the gym and just at least do my cardio there. Which I'm hella embarrassed about, because, you know, I used to be this monstrously strong guy, and now I'll be this fat, you know, what's the dude from Ghostbusters? With the Mistake Puff. I'm going to be
Puff Marshmallow.
Yeah, I'm going to be the chocolate Stay Puff over there on this, you know, bike that looks like way too small for him, just trying to exercise in front of all the people who are beautiful there. You know, when I'm there working hard, lifting mountains, it's all dudes. All dudes coming to talk to me, but watch... When I'm in there being fat, trying to do some cardio, it's going to be all hotties everywhere, just looking at me. It's going to make me feel sad.
Yeah, that's the hard part about Japan, though. Even if you're considered small in America, you're fat in Japan. Like, yeah, these people are seriously stick skinny, man.
But have you had the... God, what's the word I'm looking for? The realization? I don't know. Like, when I go back to America, I'm surprised...
What, the people of Walmart thing?
Yeah, like, I'm like, wow, we're big, no wonder.
I'm not that bad.
Yeah, that's the other part. That's a big thing with my procrastination. I'm happy with my body when I go back to America. I'm like, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, but I think unless you're confident enough to take your shirt off in public, yeah... It's gonna be a work in progress.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not at that thing. I don't think I've ever taken my shirt off at a beach. I'm like, no, you guys don't need to see it. But that's also, like, nobody has hair on their chest out here, and that annoys the hell out of me.
It's because they're all girls.
It's just, you're going to have a bunch of Japanese dudes jump us. Oh, no, it's, I hate that. I'm like, man, I'm over here looking like a damn bear in the showers and stuff, and all these people ain't got no body hair. And I'm like, how the hell do you do that? It's just genetics.
I'm a hairy person too, though, man. But
over here representing the Chewbaccas.
Yep.
Nah, I'm, yeah. Just 1 week, I'm going to see if I can do every day, you know, at least an hour, just cardio at the gym. And
yeah, I think it's a scary thing, though, like how you were saying, you know. We go to a really, really messed up gym. It's more of a nightclub in a way. Even the lighting and the ambiance shouts nightclub and pickup place. And
it's also in the middle of the red light district.
Oh, yes, yes. And a lot of our friends who actually go to the gym, they're kind of douchey too.
There go half of our viewers now.
Nah, it's just like, you know, they're always like, why are you still fat? Like,
no, you know. Japanese people are brutally honest, especially if they see themselves as close to you or a friend. There's a guy at our gym who is kind of thuggy. Actually, he probably is, like, you know, Japanese thug, but he's got tons of money, and, you know, the Japanese people are scared of him, because it's very...
He's on the... Thankfully, he's not missing a finger.
I know, not on the mafia style. But, no, it's like, he respects power, so he used to talk to us, because we'd be in there killing it, and, you know, this man, he's transformed in what, like, he transformed in, like, a year or so, but... He's in there every day.
Yeah, he loves what he does, you know? He loves training, so it's a good thing.
But, yeah, when he sees us and he hasn't seen us for a month, the first thing he's like, oh, what happened? You got fat. It's like, oh, nice to see you too, sir. Yes, it is a lovely day. Let's not say hello or anything. Let's just go straight to...
It's a hard thing, though, man. Like, I don't care who you are. I respect you when you come into the gym because, man, it's sometimes if you've been gone for a while... You become really self-conscious, you know, like, oh, man, my clothes don't fit right, or, you know, I don't feel like I belong here, but, you know, it's a good thing that you're out there.
So no, I respect people who go to the gym and work out properly. Like, I've seen people in there, and I'm like, they're not doing the squats right, or they're doing these little, like, half-ass, you know, I'm going to bend my knees, you know, 2 degrees, and, oh, okay, that's one set done. Or the motherfuckers who are on their goddamn phones. Who are over there Instagramming and taking selfies and doing shit when I want to use the goddamn machine. Oh, God. I swear to God, I want to fight sometimes. I mean, we've been through that. We're trying to do a circuit, trying to get our last workout in. And there's someone who's doing 20 minutes of workout. And about 18 minutes of that is just playing on the phone.
Yeah, it's hard, though. I mean, what can you do, man?
Fight everybody. Start punching babies in the face. I don't care. Pisses me off. I just want to work out. Ah, see, now I'm getting all angry thinking about the gym again.
Yeah, but that's good though. So I'm pretty proud of you. Yeah, get yourself back in there. So what have you been doing lately? Like, how have you been trying to take it one day at a time, head towards that goal?
So the first part was the easiest. Cooked every day. Unfortunately, my cooking is probably considered poisonous on like 6 countries, but. The most bland food, I've been cutting down a bit of salt. You know, that's when my doctor's always like, oh, you're using too much salt. And I'm like, I don't use much salt at all, but I'm cutting down on salt. I didn't do too many carbs this week, and then followed by some sort of, you know, cardio workout. Just walking. I can walk forever. I can walk like 3 miles in like an hour or so. And, well, not an hour, but, yeah, maybe. Yeah, but... Just doing that and just trying to stay on it. Not drinking as much. I used to drink like a couple times a week. And
now, yeah, what is it down to now?
I just drank really yesterday for my buddy's birthday. And then,
yeah, shout out to Haven. 2 listeners.
I know. Happy birthday to our island brother.
Yeah, today is actual birthday, huh?
Yeah, it's a happy birthday. Nice. Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. What about you? I mean, you bike like 40 miles every day, so...
Nah, actually, I haven't been biking lately. My body's falling apart. Hurting my back. I don't know. Just trying to squat and then just like felt a little twinge. So I've been taking it a little easy. But I tried doing some walking and that was pretty good. So I'm just going to try to take it one day at a time and see. But what I want to do is I want to get a plan. Like I want to create a calendar and like write down 90 days. And each day, I can just pull down a number, and once I get to the goal, then hopefully it'll correspond to a new body. So we'll see if that works out. So
yeah, and keep listening to your body is a big thing.
Yeah, so I'll keep you guys posted on how that goes.
Yeah, no, working out, got to listen to your body, because, Lord, I've heard people just injuring themselves, you know, ignoring that twinge and stretching it out and stuff. You know, like, oh, I just need to rub it down. No, like, listen to your body. If it doesn't feel right, just take a rest. Don't injure yourself. Make sure.
I think the hardest part for the both of us is diet, though, man. Oh, like,
of course.
It's like once we dial in our nutrition, like we should be pretty good. But that's gonna be the hardest part, I think.
Well, I mean, for what we want, it can be a miserable existence if we do it properly. You know, like, I remember when I was at my best, you know, I was eating chicken every day, which that shit gets real old, like, you know, real quick. But going out with people and they're like, oh, hey, let's go to this all-you-can-eat pizza place. And then you're over there just eating salad. And they're like, why don't you have a pizza? And then if people don't diet or don't work out, they don't understand. And so they're like, They tell you things like, oh, come on, you're ruining the fun. It's like, how is me eating this goddamn rabbit food ruining your fun eating that delicious pizza?
Yeah. You should be, like, happy that you're not sad like us.
I know. And especially when you, like, cut carbs and stuff, that messes with your mental...
happiness?
Yeah, like your emotions and shit. But it's tough and in a high-stress situation, like dealing with work, especially dealing with kids as a teacher? Shit. So, I mean, but those are all excuses for us to be lazy. So, I mean, we got to get rid of shit like that. But that was the biggest thing for me. It's like, I have to diet. And then if I can stay on diet, I have to battle people who don't understand dieting.
Yeah. The social aspect in Japan is really, really, it's different, right? People don't like when you do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like if you're not going to eat Kyushoku, which is school lunch in Japan, teachers always ask why, you know?
Mm-hmm. No,
or if they see me eating nuts, they're like, that's fat food. You're going to become fat. And then, like, it's hard, you know?
No, the socializing out here, it's good and it's bad. I mean, you know, with eating, like, just drinking. You know, if you're going out with school or whatever and it's like everyone's drinking, if you don't drink and you don't have a good reason, like, they're annoyed. You know, yeah, you're ruining the fun at that point.
Yeah, it's Japan's a really big social drinking and social, like...
Where our English is going bad. Hold on.
how do you say
fraternizing?
I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, they use drinking as a way to excuse their behavior. So, whatever happens at these, what they call nomikais or drinking parties, it's okay.
Yeah, it stays there.
Yeah.
Cuss your boss out, didn't happen the next day. Yeah. You know, as long as usually it doesn't get violent. But they can get really awkward and really funny sometimes. But, nah, it's fun to do because you get to see them kind of let down their hair and be who they are. And, God, that's nuts sometimes. Seeing, like, your principal who is into jazz music and wants to tell you about jazz musicians you've never heard of and sing songs that you've, like, you don't know the words to at karaoke and stuff like that. I mean, it's hilarious, just, but it also has its bad points. Like, in Japan, people love to study English. They love to study foreign languages, I'd say.
Yeah, I think so.
Much more than we do in America, you know. People give us shit, like, I remember when they wanted me to study Spanish, like, why am I studying Mexican? You know, I ain't going to Spain, I ain't going to Mexico, and I was ignorant and not seeing how a foreign language would help me, like, talk to more deep people and enjoy life more. And so I've seen people study French and Russian, German, all kinds of crap out here, right? But the only bad thing is that sometimes they'll want to make foreign friends to get, like, a free foreign language lesson. And, oh, God, that is some of the most annoying shit ever. You know, go out, especially when they don't warn you. They don't give you, like, the true pretext of what they're doing. They'll say, like, hey, you want to hang out? And if it's a lady, I'll be like, oh, snap, it's a date. You know, you go wash up, cut your hair, get on your new clothes, new shoes. You out there smelling good, looking good. And then, you know, you're over there talking, having a good time. And she's like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, my boyfriend. You're like, what? I beg your goddamn pardon? It's like, oh, yeah, we're just friends. You know, I just wanted to practice English. Oh, well, you better pay for my goddamn food then, because I'm working right now.
Yeah, but, yeah, I think Japanese people have really weird social clues. Like, they don't understand how to make friends. Like, how many Japanese people do you know have really close friends?
Well, I mean, if they do have really close friends, it's people they went to school with, I think. People they kind of grew up with, and just, even when they went to different areas, it's just they have some sort of history with them. So, but this country's not really open to socializing as we would expect it. Like, you can't just go to a bar and talk to everybody. Like, izakaya is like a place where people go to drink and eat in Japan. And they're really fun. They got good food, sometimes cheap drinks, but you're in your own area. You're blocked off from everyone else, so you can't really meet new people. So unless you have a friend who's outgoing or, you know, is introducing you to their friends, I mean, it's hard for them to make friends out here.
Yeah, so in America, we have a ton of, like, what, dating services kind of things? Like, lunchtime dates or
Tinder, Bumble, yeah. All those things.
Actually, in Japan, they use Tinder as a
friendship finding.
Yeah, it's like a friend finder.
Oh, yeah.
Of the non-adult type.
Yes, no, like platonic friend finder. You know, you have all these people who are like, yeah, I'm into this kind of thing. I want this kind of girl. And then when they match with the girl, they're like, yes, I want to practice English. I'm married. And it's like, oh, swipe left on that one. You know, no, thank you. But it's hilarious. It's hilarious when you get a match on Tinder or some sort of dating site. And they're like, I'm just looking for friends. And it's like, don't use a fucking dating app then, you know? Like, man, I'm over here putting in work, trying to sound romantic in 140 characters or less.
Yeah. And then I always often wonder, like, how Japanese people find their boyfriends or girlfriends. Like, how does that work here?
They become friends. It's like a 3-year process sometimes. Like, if they're into somebody, they'll be their friend and then just kind of hang out with them in, you know, social things and then confess like a year and a half later. It's the most sluggishly slow thing I've ever seen, you know. I think the younger generation's starting to become a little more westernized with how they do. But that's how I've seen a lot of people get together who are, you know, around our age, and it's just like, man.
So, like, in America, you used to go to clubs and bars and stuff. In Japan, like, do you meet a lot of people at bars?
I meet a lot of men at bars.
Yeah, I know what kind of bars you go to.
Shut up. No, it ain't even like that. And I'm, what, 6'4", and, you know, over 300 pounds right now, so I'm a kind of massive mountain of person. And women, they'll look at me, but they'll be really scared of me. Like, doesn't matter if I'm smiling, if, you know, unless I'm acting just stupid goofy, they'll just kind of stare. But men, they're like, oh, he's big. I want to come talk to him. And so I get to spend all my goddamn time talking to fucking men while all my friends and stuff who are shorter and less threatening get to talk to the ladies, and it pisses me off so goddamn much.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Like, our mutual friend, you know, the short Japanese dude, you know, the guy from Hawaii?
Oh, God.
So he's not threatening, so why is he having a hard time meeting girls?
He's not outgoing. Like, I don't mind being the center of attention, center of the party. Like, he'll go and just, he doesn't want to holler. Like me, I'll go up. I've been shot down so many times. I mean, you gotta take the losses with the wins, right? And
you gotta take a swing.
Yeah, you gotta take a swing. And the thing is, out here, is the biggest difference in dating the locals out here was you can't be just confident. They see that as like a playboy. If you're confident, you're like, hey, I think you're really nice, and I like, you know, the way you look. I think we should go out and have tea. And they're like, oh, fuck you, you a playboy. And it's like, no, I was just, you have to be confident, yet cute, yet charming, yet funny, like
you have and to non-threatening.
Be, yes, non-threatening. You can't let them know you want a date. You can't let them know you're going to for the gold. You got to be like, no, I just want to hang out and twirl your hair and talk about shit I don't care about for an hour or two. So,
Do you believe that a guy and a girl can be friends? Like,
yeah, of course they can. You just got to be honest up front about it.
How many girls do you know that are just your friends?
If they're already married, does that count?
Like, no, I'm just saying, like, you got Yuko.
I mean, like, there's Yuko, we got Grace, you know, become close to me and them, Amanda guys.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can have it, but I mean, most of them are foreign, except, like, Yuko, but it's, like, the whole thing of, like, men and women can't be friends, like, that's total bullshit. It's just, you can't be friends, like, being friends after, you know, someone's trying to sleep with you, you know, or so it's on a date, like, on a third date, like, no, you can't be friends if a dude's taking you out on the third date and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I have a boyfriend, by the way. It's like, oh, hell no, well then, I don't need to see you no more, like, and also with being friends, it's, what do you have in common? Like, if that person wants to speak English and I'm a teacher, like, that's nothing. Like, what are we going to talk about? I'm going to be like, oh, no, you're using the wrong adjective, or you have to use passive voice here. Like, hell no. If I'm going to be friends with somebody, I want to have something in common with them, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I think. You just have to have something in common with these people to truly be friends with them. You know, that's why.
Yeah. I don't know. I find Japanese girls are strange. Like, like, if you want to hang out with someone and they're Japanese, not just girls, but even guys, like, you have to have their appointment book. And then, like, oh, how's next month sound?
Like, okay. Not strange. They're ridiculously busy. Like, to an insane degree. And flaking out on, like, plans is kind of normal out here.
Yeah.
Especially if they're a teacher. Holy shit, teachers out here just, that's why they have such a low birth rate. Ain't nobody got any goddamn time.
Yeah, that's the hard part of being a teacher. Yeah.
But that's why they pull, what was that thing called, Good Friday or whatever?
Premium Friday.
Premium Friday. It was like once a month in Japan on, what, the last Friday?
The last Friday. They let them out of work early.
Yeah, so that they can socialize and go make babies pretty much, but I think everyone just goes home early. It's for pretty much everybody but teachers, too. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, teachers don't, they don't have that.
No. But, yeah, that's the thing with that. I feel bad when I see, like, people super busy, but, yeah, you need to make, like, appointments months in advance, and sometimes that happens, even dating. I've met people, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, this is really fun, let's hang out again. And you'll hit them up, and they're like, I'm really busy. And you hit them up the next month, they're like, I'm really busy. And you're like, well, fuck that. And you just delete it. And then 2 months later, you know, they're like, hey, are you free? I have time now. And it's like, who is this again?
Who are you? Yeah.
So, no, I'm not surprised that, you know, they sacrifice, I think, a lot of their happiness for what they see as work and stuff.
Yeah, I think socially they're really awkward, though. Like, they really don't know how to let loose. They really, Japanese people are strange in a way that unless they're into something, they don't do anything, you know?
I think that's why alcohol is such a big helper out here.
Yeah.
No, it's different when you get out here. I mean, it's definitely a learning curve.
Yeah. I mean, there are some really interesting people, but you just have to know how to talk to them and, like, Sometimes they're not gonna want to talk right away. So you gotta be good at, like, asking the right million-dollar questions. You know?
Yeah. No, I think that's what we used to do. That just would kind of lower the defenses. I remember every time you and, you know, Ambe and stuff would meet, like, a new chick and they'd hang out with us. You'd ask them the stupidest goddamn questions, like, "What's more important to you, a handsome man who's poor, or a rich man who looks like a pirate with one leg and no arms or something?"
Yeah. Just gotta get them to laugh. I mean, comedy is important, right?
Yeah. Oh no, of course. Yeah. It's very important, but you know, so is having, like, a nice healthy body and muscles and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. That's not fair, though.
No, it's nuts, because seeing how few fat people there are out here, like, seeing somebody obese in this country is, I can't really say I've seen many, and if any, in 9 years. Like, you see sumos and stuff, but technically that's a sportsman, you know?
Yep.
So, someone who's just actually fat from eating too much sugar and stuff like that, it's nuts.
It's pretty rare here.
Yeah. I mean, there's fat people, don't get me wrong. You know, there's people who are overweight, you know, and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, but let's be real. Like, when... Like, me, at how fat I am now, I don't feel as confident. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes its toll. Like, being fat, and you can hear people talking about you, and, like...
Because they tell you to your goddamn face.
No, but you can tell, like, you know... You know, it's, you can tell people are judging you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would judge them, too. I judge everybody, too.
Yeah, and then you can tell even new people when they meet you.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Like, when I was lean, there was a different kind of social interaction.
Oh, know? Yeah. When we were at our leanest, if people would meet us, they would be like, oh, wow, you're into lifting, blah, 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 blah. And I shit you not, no matter how bad their body was, they would try and teach us about lifting. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, it used to bug the shit out of me. We're going to the gym 5 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week, and eating healthy 5 days a week. And this man who has, you know, 4 times our body fat is over here saying, well, you know what you need to do is A, B, and C. And I know this because I'm a fatty, fat, fat who doesn't do shit.
Yeah, that's tough. But, you know, we kind of just listen, smile, and be like, yep.
You have to be very humble. Like Kendrick Lamar, just be humbled about that shit. But it's so frustrating. I don't want to hear this noise. I don't want somebody who has a worse body than me telling me how to lift and stuff when, you know, they get winded and, you know, putting their goddamn pants on.
Yeah, that's hard though, man.
But no, it's, I don't know. We're going on the we're trying to move forward and get back to where we were. And Carl mentioned that maybe we should join the bodybuilding challenge. Holy shit, my English is gone.
Bodybuilding.com is having this New Year's New Body Challenge. But man, putting before pictures up, you know?
So you have to strip down to your underwear and take front, side, and back pictures.
Yeah.
And post them up to the website for the world to see. And you post them up before you start working out, or you post them up after you?
Before.
Oh, yeah. So you get to have everybody see you at your fattest, and if you don't work hard and, you know, lose all that weight,
you're still at your fattest.
Yeah, you know, and all these people get to see your nasty ass top half with all its flub and muffin top stuff looking shit out there. But, so, do you know what the challenge actually is? Is it just who loses the most weight or some shit, or what?
There's a whole bunch of categories and stuff, but yeah, I think we're going to do it. So, you know, look for Fukuoka Fat Guys to be up on that bodybuilding.com challenge.
How much time do I have to decide if I want to join this shit or not?
You have 1 day.
Oh, motherfucker. You're going to tell me about this shit.
January 27th, the thing closes. So we have 1 day to figure this out.
And we're a day ahead of you guys in America, so... The 26th for us is the 25th for you.
Yeah.
So, it's an American site though, right?
Yeah.
So, we got like a day and a half.
We have a day. So we have a day.
And what do we have to do? Just
got to get on the computer and log on.
I mean, but what's the challenge? Like, is there like money to win or?
Yeah, there's some money involved, you know. I'm not really sure, but, you know, I'm just trying to get us motivated, so.
Yeah. I have my before pictures. I took them like a year ago, and then I took them, you know, last.
Don't you hate that shit? When you just keep taking before pictures, and you just have a fucking whole bunch of fucking fat pictures.
You know, I'll go through my photos and shit in my phone. I'm like, uh-oh. That was like 2017 before pictures. And I was scrolling down, I'm like, 2018 before pictures, I'm like, fucking it, I haven't done a goddamn thing in a year.
You just have a fucking folder of yourself fat. Nah, but that's a shitty way to start, like, you're saying, like, how 2017 was a rough year for you.
Oh, Lord. Getting gout, getting a torn pectoral, you know, just, and then the whole dating life, like, yeah, 2017 shat on me pretty hard. Yeah, it was just like, hey, do you like happiness? You get none of that. You know, I swear, like, I was an asshole in another life or something.
And then 2018 rolled around, and how was that year?
Oh, dude, I was just fucking on the defensive. I'm like, well, if I'm going to be shat on every year, I'm going to just hide in my house and, you know, not do anything. I mean, when I finally started going back to the gym and I couldn't, like, bench because of my injury, like, I was like, well, I got video games and, you know...
And Uber Eats came to Japan.
Fuck that thing. Fuck that goddamn app. You know, I think if everyone in America probably knows what Uber Eats is, but that was new to me.
And that's, it's like, new to Japan.
Oh, they had restaurants I had never even seen that were around me. And it's like, hey, it'll be there in 15 minutes. So, yeah, I used it a bunch in December and January, and I had to delete the goddamn app. Because if I didn't, I'd go fucking broke. Like, screw Uber Eats. It's stupid. I hate it. And I got to eat so many delicious foods.
Yeah, it's hard though, man. I think for us, the reason we're fat is we have zero self-control. Zero.
We this is the from the guy who used to bring 12 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts to the gym when we were fit. He would bring a box of donuts and literally eat them in the fucking gym. And the staff would look at us and like, what are you doing? And Carl's like, no, it's okay. They're in the shape of circles because they have zero calories. And there was one staffer, Kenshin. He was like the bouncer. Like when Carl would be in trouble, they'd all call Kenshin, and he'd come in there and like, Carl, what are you doing? He's like, what, Kenshin? No, it's like, do you want some too? Oh, no, it's yeah, self control. But it's hard. Like, I don't know if you've had it, but when I diet for a while and, you know, when I start cutting sugar or cutting alcohol, if it's only been like a week or so, if I have like a little bit, I'll go nuts.
Yeah, you go back down.
Yeah, you just go back down that spiral. Like, sugar's a hell of a drug. Yeah. You know, it's worse than goddamn Coke.
Yeah.
I think. I've never had Coke before. I'm just saying, don't want any
family. Don't worry, Mom. He's telling the truth. He's telling the truth, Mom.
But... No, I really heard that it's, like, as addicting.
Oh, yeah. They did this survey where they looked at people's brain on an EEG,
mm-hmm.
and it lights up the same way that cocaine lights up.
Goddamn.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Super addictive.
But no, and alcohol, oh, God, alcohol tastes so good out here. Japanese sake, beer, Chuhais. God, how do I explain Chuhais? Chuhais is like a soda with alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, just taste
wise. And a pretty high concentration of alcohol, though.
Oh, yeah. They have, my favorite drink is a Strong Zero. It's a bitter carbonated drink with 9%.
Mm.
And two of those things, and you're feeling good. My little sister, she drank one of those things. Started trying to laugh like Heathcliff and shit, looking like a crazy ass.
Watch out, she's gonna arrest you.
Oh, God. Yeah, don't give my sister a gun, America. I can never
shout out to Asia.
To the demon. But no, man. Yeah, no, it's hard to stay on when you get that taste again, but It's a mental battle. I think
if we can just overcome that mental, you know, thing, like, if you mess up, just, you know, get right back on it, you know, not just like mess up and eat like a whole bag of donuts, you know.
Yeah, I'd say that's a problem, and hanging out with people who don't understand is just like, that's the number two problem I have, you know, when I'm like, all right, I can hang out with everybody, but, you know, I can't be drinking a bunch of beer tonight. You know, I'll have to stick to, you know, a little more clean alcohols like vodka or something. And
yeah, but I think we don't want to live a life where there's off-limits things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think as long as you know, that if it fits your macros kind of thing is, within reason, it's okay, you know?
And for those of you who don't know, if it fits your macros is a system. It's how you calculate... how much of your food comes from carbs, from fat, from protein, and those are your macros. It's your daily limit for whatever you're looking for. If you're looking to lose a lot of weight, or if you're looking to put on muscle mass, things like that, everybody's macros will be different. So it's a Facebook group. God damn. I swear I haven't been drinking anything today. I wish I had, because, you know, I can't fucking talk. But, yeah, and people post, you know, these inspiring stories, you know, like their before and after pictures and what they do for food and stuff. And Carl just showed me one. Guy's claiming to have lost 20 pounds in 1 month.
Yep.
Which, I guess, is possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
But his before and after pics looked a bit...
questionable.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not hating or anything. Like,
yes, we were hating.
God damn it.
So we are stalking his Facebook profile, and then we're like, hey, I don't know. But
I mean, it's to lose that much weight in a month, I mean, you'd have to be on it, working out, and really, really strict with what you're taking in. But the reason I said it was sketchy was because, like, I could see him losing the weight, but for the muscle gain he claimed to get, like, that... It's really hard to gain muscle and lose fat, right?
Both of it at the same time is kind of hard.
You can do one. You can lose fat, but you'll lose some muscle if you're...
Yeah.
And then you can gain muscle, but you gain a bit of fat as you're bulking, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this guy looked like he found the secret code to the game that no one else had, and...
Well, he's... I mean, like, that's great for him. If he really did that in a month, and props to that dude. He's been working hard. And he probably has really great genetics, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's good. Unfortunately for people like me, it's gonna take more than a month to even notice any changes whatsoever, so...
Yeah, that was the funniest part when we first started working out. Like, you don't notice your cuts or how much, like, weight you've lost until, like, you've seen a before and after picture. Yeah. Like, that's why, you know, the bodybuilding.com thing is kind of, you know, interesting. I didn't notice for, I'd say, a year or so. Yeah. I noticed my clothes getting baggier. But
the weird part is, like, now you can tell, like, when you look back, you're like, holy crap, where, you know?
Yeah, now that I've fluffed up again.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what makes it so goddamn frustrating. But it's... Yeah, it's nuts. You'll be working out for months, and building muscle takes time, too.
Yep, it all takes time. Everything's going to take time. And that's what I think what we want to help people with here at Fukuoka Fat Guys is we want to tell people that, you know, nothing's going to be easy, you know, and nothing's going to come, like, overnight. Like, if you want to be fat all your life, then, you know, so be it, but... Like, if you want to make yourself a little bit better, it's just going to take some hard work, and it's going to take your friends to help you, and, you know, it's going to take you coming to the Fukuoka Fat Guys podcast and, you know, getting the latest tips and advice.
Yes, and the true stories from a couple of fat guys. Now, I will say, like I said, it's... If you're really wanting to cut weight and you really want to do things proper, hang out with people who are like-minded.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing. Somebody to call you out when you're like, oh, I can have one more Big Mac or one more serving of fries. Like, no, you want somebody who's going to be on your ass, and somebody will do the same for you. And lie to your friends. Oh my God, that is the easiest thing you can do. Don't tell them you're on a diet. Tell them you're sick. Tell them you took some medicine. Tell them some old bullshit. Because if you tell somebody that you can't eat this dinner with them, or, you know, you're only eating salad because of dieting, they'll be, oh, your body's fine, why are you trying to do that? And be some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, but you'll never hear the end of that.
Uh-huh. But if you tell them, oh, no, I took some medicine, my doctor said I had to cut down some steak. Oh, okay, yeah, we don't want you to die. Okay, that sounds like a good idea. So lie like a motherfucker. At least that's what I do. It seems like the easiest way to get away with it.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
But, I guess we can close it out here. Anything coming up you want to talk about, or...
Yeah, right now,
announcements?
Just stay posted. It's going to get a lot more interesting, especially when we take our before picks after this episode. I got a hot pink bikini, which Anthony's gonna have to take my picture with.
Oh God! Oh, I don't think I'm gonna eat for a week now.
No. All right.
Yeah. All right. So, Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 2. We're gonna end it here. It's good talking to our dozens and dozens of viewers.
Yep.
Love you, Mom. We'll holler at you guys later. Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out.